All right, with that, we'll move on to number 24, DOT Collected Funds Program.
Morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. My name is Adam Kloss. I'm the Planning and Development Administrator for the Parks Division. I'm here to provide an update on the DOT Collector Road Program. Just a little bit of history for our newest commissioners. Back in 2021, thanks to Secretary Roebling and his ongoing commitment with relationship with the Department of Transportation, we were able to secure a five-year agreement with the South Dakota Department of Transportation for upwards of $2.8 million per year annually to go towards projects that would benefit road services that connect people from our state highway systems into the park systems. And that agreement then started in fiscal year 22, and we are currently in the last year, FY26, of that existing agreement. And so this is state fiscal year, FY26 will end this June 30th. And according to the agreement, we've got certain parameters that we have to meet with the funds. And one of the things that we have to do is come to this body just to basically get a blessing. There's no formal action needed to take, but to get a blessing for what will be a subsequent meeting between us and the South Dakota Department of Transportation Commission that then eventually approves funding for the next fiscal year. So a couple of things I want to highlight that are in your commission booklet. One, for the history, there's a map in your commission booklet that shares with all of the areas across the state that we've actually used collector road funds over the past several years, from FY22 to FY26. You see a really strong distribution across the state of where these funds have really helped. The primary focus is to partner with local township and county governments where their shortfalls are in trying to maintain and improve access to these areas. But also we're able to take advantage of interior collector road projects that fall within the park boundary that still meet the criteria put forth by the Department of Transportation. So just wanted to kind of give a perspective on where those funds were used. And specifically, I just kind of want to highlight a couple of things over the five-year program that we've done that really were made possible for this program. And so the Wildlife Loop Road out in Custer State Park, it's an 18-mile stretch of road that's incredibly popular place for folks to visit, where they can get a chance to be able to see our famous donkeys and the buffalo around that area. And so we were able to perform an asphalt lift on that project with this program to on all 18 miles, which is a significant expense that, you know, we've had to take out of license dollars had we not had this program. And so really beneficial for that project. We're also able to replace a couple of bridges out in Custer. We've got several vehicle bridges out in Custer that were deemed in condition that needed to be replaced. And so we were able to use that program for this. Also out in Custer, we were able to rebuild the Playhouse Road. A section of the Playhouse Road was in poor condition, and we were able to replace that section with a new surface as well. Outside of Custer, a couple of highlights I just want to mention. We've also been really proactive about, again, partnering with local township and county governments on identifying those areas that are in need. They're in really poor condition. We were able to do a hard surface project at Plow State Park with our new entrance. We hard surfaced the new entrance section in there to off of the state highway system, the quarter mile into the new entrance. We were able to replace the section at Oakwood State Park on the north-south section of road that then gets access into the state park area. And there's been several others across the state that have really been pivotal to you know, for us to be able to leverage our license dollars to make sure that we're trying to take care of the roads outside of what this program is really meant for and has the applicability to use the funds for. So really the second part that I want to kind of highlight here for the commission and get kind of informal and just get the blessing from the commission on is the requirement from the Department of Transportation agreement was for us to bring the list of projects that we have for the upcoming year and just make sure that this body was aware of it to then eventually go to the subsequent meeting with the Department of Transportation Commission where park staff will end up presenting and hopefully getting approval from the Department of Transportation action item. And so in your commission booklets, I have both a review of where we're kind of at today with the FY26 funds. Those are the projects listed at the top. I have successfully submitted and we've completed About the top two-thirds of that list, and then the bottom third of that list are things that are still ongoing that we still have expenses to come in. But the goal then is to then submit all of those expenses no later than June 1st for the fiscal year of 26. And so that list of projects on the top end is the FY26 efforts. Just a couple of highlights there. Did a really great project up at Roy Lake State Park, where there was portions of that road that were in disrepair. We were able to rebuild that section. We did an overlay on the mainline road that went into North Point Recreation Area. And also being able to partner with Meade County at the new Pete Lean and Sons shooting complex. And so there's going to be a road improvement there that we've been working with Meade County on. So just a couple of highlights there with the projects from 26. And then looking at what we're kind of looking at getting your blessing for here for FY27. That list of projects is what we submitted in our capital development budget. Like I said, $2.8 million is the maximum for that program. And so you can see there the list of projects that we have for slated for FY27. In addition to that, I have also taken the opportunity to provide alternate projects in case that we see better than anticipated pricing, or if we get something happens where we have to shift some resources around, we have some flexibility within the program. As we get approval for the $2.8 million, it really isn't project specific. It's kind of just to be able to provide the entire dollar amount, and then we have some discretion as long as we're meeting the parameters of the program to be able to do it. And so want to have some alternate projects on the books, ready to go, shelf ready in the event that we get better than anticipated pricing or something has to fall off for some reason, that we can plug and play and in order to take advantage of that opportunity to try to get that funding and spent. And so, you know, after this meeting, our plan is typically we would meet in either late April or early May with our DOT commission, and we'll be on the agenda there for them to take an action item to approve the funding for the following year. So that will be fiscal year 27 for this upcoming meeting. And so this is just the opportunity to get those projects out in front of you, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Adam, Secretary?
Madam Chair, thank you. Adam, can you just explain what a collector road is and how we define a collector road?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Roebling, Madam Chair. While it's maybe not directly described in our agreement, I've had multiple conversations with the Department of Transportation to kind of clarify this. And a general understanding is that, you know, we cannot spend it on interior parking lots. We cannot spend it on interior camp pads, but anywhere where there's a connection from either a state or local government that then does not lead to a dead end and allows the public to be able to get to another public area. And so those are kind of the general parameters. Historically, what we've been using these things on are, you know, county and township partnerships from, again, state highway that gets access to our park entrance. And then from there, if there are a couple examples, might be in Lewis and Clark, we've got within the recreation area, we've got private homes in there that lead back to some private homes. And so the DOT would consider that eligible as an interior collector road because it also then leads to public or some kind of public thing and not just a dead end within the park system. And so we've got numerous examples out there that we run through and make sure that we're good stewards of the money, because there's federal ties to the money. And so we've got certain parameters that we have to follow. We want to do that the best of our abilities.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Spring.
You mentioned something about the shooting range. Was it in the future plans to pave that road out to it or not?
Through the chair. Our current plan and agreement with Meade County is they're going to perform at an auto seal, which is basically like a chip seal type thing. So it's going to act as kind of a hard surface. But it's not the typical, you know, profile of having a 3-inch asphalt mat. It's going to be something that's that we've used across the state many times because of the cost efficacy of that, of bringing the cost down, or rather having the 3-inch asphalt mat. And that's what was decided with the partnership with us, between us and Meade County, was to do that. And so it's just going to be on the section where it leaves off from the asphalt surfacing. I think it's about 3 miles mm-hmm. south of the shooting range and then up to the shooting range entrance. That's going to be the portion that's going to be receiving the auto seal. So they did some preliminary work this past fall. They've got that road prepped, and it actually was under contract to get done the last fall, but ran into seasonal limitations on being able to finish it. So they're going to finish it this next spring.
At least it'll be capped so that it brings the dust level down.
Correct. Yeah. The auto seal performs much like an asphalt surface where, yes, there would be limited dust, yes.
Correct. Thank you.
Additional questions from the commission? We don't need a formal vote on this, but correct. We certainly need to make sure that the commission feels comfortable. If we have anyone with major heartburn, I see none. Very good. I would recommend that that is a informal blessing from the commission. Very good. Thank you, Adam.